HJ.
Hello again, DXers. Phil Wayne here, trimmed, tanned, and oiled for our return visit to Palm Springs. As we finish out the FM band on October's Market Scope, here's one of our favorite guest hosts, Mark Marino.
Thank you, Phil. We're going to continue to traverse the FM dial of one of the nation's leading resort cities, Palm Springs, California. There's a hot rocker in the hot desert coming in at 93.7.
Don Hyatt, a new one from him called The Rest of the Dream on the Rock, 93.7 FM with less talk and more music. The Rock, 93.7 FM, new one from Styx called Love is the Ritual. Brian Ross hanging out with you. Need to tell you about some specials that we have. Every Sunday, we do the Lost Lennon Tapes starting at 7 o'clock, and this week, Milestones Part 2. Then we have that followed by In the Studio at 8 with Bad Company, Straight Shooter, with guests Mick Ralphs and Simon Kirk. Rock Over London happens at 8:30 that night, along with Superstars of Rock at 9:30 with Rod Stewart being a guest on that. And then Off the Record at 11 o'clock with Mary Turner. Her guest is going to be Cheap Trick with guest Rick Nilsson. So, hey, it's some good stuff. It happens every Sunday. Now, here's something else that's going on. Red Onion. Okay, you know, Rock Night has changed from Monday to Wednesday night now at Red Onion in the Palm Desert Town Center. So they're just recovering from last night's party. You can come on out and party with your friends from the Rock 93.7 FM. We'll be there with lots of free giveaways like CDs, cassettes, t-shirts, those hard-to-find rock t-shirts, yeah. Albums, all sorts of good stuff. It's Rock Night now every Wednesday night at the Club of the 90s, Club Red Onion in the Palm Desert Town Center.
Palmer Cablevision and Lifetime Network.
Another half-hour rock block for you. Of course, Rock Quiz coming up in just about a half hour. The other side of this rock block, Loverboy on the Rock 93.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to K-Best, KBZT, La Quinta.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Brad Johnson.
KBest 96.7 FM, Johnny Nash. Here's one of the shortest song titles you'll find. I can't think of any that are any shorter than this one, Pee-wee Hunt and Oh. There's He from Al Hibbler. That's also two letters, obviously. We have the news up next from CNN and more music right here on the J. Scott Morning Show from 96.7 FM. We're giving away free gasoline. Stick around. You'll want to be here when we do that. And Name That Song's coming up next hour as well.
This is news from CNN.
And this is music from KBest 96.7 FM. The J. Scott Morning Show at 67 degrees. It's 8:04. Music from Maureen McGovern.
KWXY at 98.5 has a newscaster who used to work at WCFL and WKQX and the Satellite Music Network, among others. His name, Fred Barton.
Here at KWXY's Broadcast Center, 65 degrees, morning low is 59, relative humidity at 28%, barometer 30.23 inches of mercury. That's high. I haven't seen it that high since Noah's Ark was built. Here's Fred.
Jim, searches are underway for a school superintendent and a couple of city managers in the Coachella Valley. I'll have details on those and other stories in the news coming up at 7:45. Right now, it's back to Jim Warlin and music.
For your Tuesday morning listening enjoyment, Nana Mouskourian, Lullaby of Love. Good morning, 7:36 the time, 24 before 8. Here's the Nashville Strings with Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman.
Mm-hmm.
7:45 our time, just seconds away from that, I should say. You know, Fred, it always takes the true entrepreneur to come up with something different.
Yes.
You know, to add a little something. It looks like something like a beeper. Sounds something like Andrew Dice Clay. It's called The Final Word, and it's selling like crazy. The electronic voice box. If you don't know who Andrew Dice Clay is, this guy is gutter mouth,
something
I guess.
Else, yes. Yeah, he's the worst.
Jeez. And he makes a living off of doing this on the stage.
Good one.
Yeah, he sure does. People love to hear him just be foul mouth. That's all.
That's right.
This device called The Final Word, it's selling like crazy. It's an electronic voice box that spews out all kinds of insults at the push of a button. Retails for $16.95. Manufacturers sold more than 500,000 of them. Plans to ship another million by Christmas.
I know what we're going to get the boss for Christmas.
I'll just put it in my ex-mother-in-law's stocking. Oh, boy. Do we have plans for that? I'll have to get the details. Getting details for us on the news around us in the world. Here's Fred Barton with KWXY's Total Information News. Good morning.
Good morning. Here is the latest news from KWXY AM and FM, brought to you by the Carlotta, your full-service retirement community for active seniors in Palm Desert.
This is Pauly Shore from MTV's Totally Pauly and Dudes. You got to check me out at Cecil's on October 11th, and you're listening to Power 101, the buffest station ever, buddy.
I'm going to let you in.
Voice impersonator.
Oh, yeah, the desert's number one radio station, Power Radio, KPSI FM Palm Springs, with 15 in a row, starting off with Dino, Romeo. It's your Power 101. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
check
it
out. I want the best. I won't settle for less.
Your favorite song is only a phone call away. Power 101.
It's Power 101 with Jane Chan. She don't want to fall in love. 10:59 with Andy Taylor. And it's time once again for the Coachella Valley Red Cross Triathlon. 8:30 Saturday morning, October 13th at beautiful Lake Cahuilla County Park in La Quinta. Now, even if you don't plan on racing, come on out and watch the 500 talented athletes. It's going to be a lot of fun. The funds generated from this race help to support the Red Cross service to the military and their families, especially vital during the current crisis. Join Power 101 as we support the Red Cross Saturday, October 13th, I'm going to be out there. It's going to be a blast. That's at Lake Cahuilla County Park in La Quinta. Right now, Depeche Mode for you, The Policy of Truth. At the desert's music leader, Power 101.
The new Easy 103.1. Thanks, Freddie. You are my lady. I'm Jim O'Brien. Elvis Presley before that with Memories, The Stylistics, I'm Stone in Love with You, and Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton did We've Got Tonight.
Your favorite Easy 103.1.
Mike Wagner from KRLA is the voice of some of the IDs for our next station.
The only station playing your favorite oldies.
KBIS 104.7.
KBIS 104.7. More oldies, more often, at least 12 in a row coming up. Hi there, it's me, Ron Young. 1:34 the time. To love somebody, the Bee Gees up next. By the way, Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring the first Santa's Swap Meet. That'll be at the Palm Springs Convention Center on the 21st from 9 until 5. If you'd like to find out more, call us here at KDES 104.7.
Well,
KDES 104.7.
KDES-FM Palm Springs, playing your favorite oldies all the time.
KDES 104.7, Palm Springs.
Well,
bebop blues.
Just to find someone to care.
Non-stop oldies, KDES 104.7, 1105 now with Candy. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, they hit the road to Frisco, of course. Scott McKenzie on KDES 104.7.
If you're going,
your favorite oldies, KDES 104.7.
Some of you will remember the team of Loman and Barkley from KFI. Well, when I turned on my radio in Palm Springs, I certainly didn't expect to hear the following voice.
Let's see how you would respond to this.
Okay.
We have already defined Ford Michaels as an You see, there's two columns, and fff. And you're a
But I'm an FM. I'm a
Well, you're actually a in terms of this survey.
All right.
Do you like the way you look in the nude?
Oh.
I know your age group, and I do know your age group, and I will tell you how.
Oh, it's mighty nice. Mighty nice.
You approve of the way you look in the nude.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the majority of mms in your age group.
I look at myself and I go,
67% of the mms like the way they look in the nude.
The ones who don't, apparently they look at themselves in the nude and they go, fuh.
Well, now the fuzz, the females.
Oh!
Strangely, only 30%. Like the way they look in the
mood. I believe.
Which is interesting because the 67% of the mms like the way the 30% of the foofs look. But they don't about themselves. They really don't about themselves. I find that fascinating. Is that a lack of confidence or what? I don't know. Hey, listen, I look pretty silly, too. And I can get a anytime I want. I can get an immediate laugh by taking my clothes off.
Why didn't you just love birthday?
What we're going to do is take you to about 8 o'clock, and then let you know what's going on. And quite a bit is this morning.
Mm-hmm.
President changed his mind. Four to let you know in just 3 minutes at eight. I'm Al Lumman on KPLN.
You're lifting me up.
KPLM are the call letters. When you get a little hot beneath the collar at work, cool down beneath the big palm. It's K-Palm. Light and Bright 106 FM, KPLM. That's Christine McVie. I'm Ford Michaels, along with Al Lohman at 8 o'clock, and an information update presented by Weingarten Huff. The budget process is up in the air again, and just as it looked like a deal was near.
Hey, listen, I haven't gotten involved in politics here, and I don't want to.
Here it comes.
No. But I have observed that Sonny Bono is trying to promote the city of Palm Springs in various ways to draw some new attention to our community. And we've got the road race coming up in November. I would imagine we'll have the film festival again, will we not?
Oh, I don't know.
And some other events that Sonny has brought to our city, which I think we should bring attention to as a participating member of the community. Wouldn't you think so?
This would be a good idea.
All right. Now, this coming weekend, we will have the competition of people who play the trombone underwater.
Oh, that's fun.
There'll be entrants from all over the world.
Yeah.
Some nips, maybe. We never know.
Oh.
Then, let's see. That's this weekend. Weekend after that, there will be the People Who Have Had More Than 15 Illegitimate Children convention held in our community.
Well, that would be an awfully large group of people.
Well, then the weekend
just
after
the
that,
parents.
The weekend after that, another event to bring in some tourism and to bring some attention to our community. That will be a meeting of people in the demographic group of 25 to 34 who write threatening letters on the back of toilet paper seminar.
Oh.
So you see, there's quite a few events coming up, and then the road race in November.
Yeah.
KPLM, Palm Springs.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock's time. The place is K-Palm, of course.
And that was Michael Bolton from Light and Bright K-Palm 106, KPLM. Johnny Bruce is my name. It's 209. This is Mason Williams with his guitar. A little thing he had back out in the late 60s. It was just called Classical Gas, for lack of a better name.
The right mix, keep on 106.
I hope you've enjoyed our radio tour of Palm Springs. I certainly had a lot of fun putting it together. I'm Mark Marino, and now back to my buddy in the Buckeye State, Phil Wayne.
Well, thank you, Mark. Next month, we'll visit Wayne Heinen for a look at Denver's AMs. And we'll also travel to Kansas City in a few months and talk to Skip Dabblestein. For the DX Audio Service and Market Scope, I'm Phil Wayne.
Historical Moments in Radio, a brief look at the rich past of the radio broadcasting industry. And today we're going to be learning a little about a few of the radio stations that have signed on the air over the years during the months of October. But first, I'd like to quote from a book called Mass Media in America, written by Professor Don Pember of the University of Washington and published by the Science Research Associates Incorporated, an IBM company. Professor Pember writes about how the concept of commercials was developed by the AT&T company on their New York station in New York City, WEAF. It turns out they viewed the way to sell time as a toll, the same way that AT&T sold regular telephone time. And the way to make toll money was to make more and more use of their own long-distance wires. Of course, this meant that they needed to have broadcasting stations in each city where the AT&T long-distance lines went. Here is what Professor Pember's comments sound like. AT&T was interested in experiments that would link several radio stations together for the simultaneous broadcast of a single program. Again, AT&T conceived of customers leasing these expanded facilities to reach an enlarged audience. Using beefed-up telephone lines, the first link-up was achieved in 1923 when WEAF in New York City fed a program to WNAC in Boston. The first permanent network was established later that year, and by 1924, WEAF had a regular six-station chain that broadcast 3 hours of network programming each day. Now, Westinghouse, GE, and RCA were forced to the sidelines during these developments by the telephone company. By agreement, RCA could not sell radio time, nor could it use AT&T telephone lines for broadcast purposes. So when RCA attempted to establish WJZ as a rival to WEAF in New York, it was severely handicapped. WJZ cost RCA $100,000 a year to operate, brought in no income whatsoever. Now, when the Radio Corporation tried to establish its own network, it was forced to use inferior Western Union telegraph lines that were really never designed for voice transmission. Nevertheless, a small radio group had built a network of 14 stations by the end of 1925. WEAF boasted a chain of 26 stations at the close of the same year. The folks at the telephone company, for some reason, got tired of broadcasting and felt all this dabbling in radio had diverted them from their primary role in telephone communications. So in 1926, AT&T sold out to RCA. In simple terms, the agreement gave the telephone company exclusive control of telephone communications, including network relays. AT&T also got $1 million for WEAF. Now, in exchange, AT&T surrendered its exclusive claim on transmitter manufacturing, agreed to lease radio relay facilities to RCA, and never again it promised to enter broadcasting. So AT&T continued to profit from broadcasting through leased interconnection facilities for the networks, and RCA was given a free hand in the development of commercial network broadcasting. A month earlier, the owner of a single inferior network, RCA, now found itself proprietor of two efficient radio chains. And to handle this chore, the radio group established a new subsidiary called the National Broadcasting Company, with RCA holding half of the stock and GE and Westinghouse sharing the remaining half.
Ah, yes, the intrigue and intriguing story of the development of networks. We could go on, and we'll do that on some future occasion. And we haven't even mentioned CBS in this edition, you notice. Say, over the months of October during the years, we've had some big stations sign on the air. I noticed KCTA in Corpus Christi, KRLD in Dallas, they came on the air back in 1959, 1926. But you have to go all the way back to 1923 on the first day of October when WILM Wilmington, Delaware, signed on the air. That was the earliest station on the air that came on during the months of October. For Historical Moments, this is John Bowker.
Hi there to all my fellow DX Audio Service members. This is Wayne Heinen, and I'm speaking to you from colorful Colorado, from the city of Aurora, with the 1990-1991 NRC CPC report. Try saying CPC 10 times real fast. We had what we consider to be an excellent CPC season this past year. We arranged 33 tests, and we were able to confirm that 30 were actually on the air. In other words, they were heard by at least one member of the National Radio Club. To give you some of the stats from this past season, we sent a total of 266 letters with a return rate of 12.41% for the tests, which is a little bit better than last year's average. In 1990-91, we received contributions from NRCers and DX Audio Service members of $180. $161.21 was spent on the initial CPC letters, confirmation letters to the stations, and in some cases postage for taped ID cassettes. We're carrying a balance of $18.79 forward, and that will be used for the 91-92 DX season. Just to let you know, in addition to what the membership contributed, the NRC's treasury reimbursed the CPC machine for $54.35 for expenses to publicize the tests in the pages of Monitoring Times, on Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, and to make numerous follow-up phone calls to stations where we had to arrange last-minute test details. This year I'll be taking a back seat because primarily of my other two columns with the NRC. I edit both the courtesy or the Very Signers column and the DX West column. Jeff Tynan will be taking over the majority of the duties as the chairman of the Courtesy Program Committee. And I would urge you to send your donations. And we need either stamps or money. If you are going to mail a check, please make it payable to Jeff Tynan. His last name is spelled T-Y-N-A-N. And that way we'll be able to cash it. We do not have any bank account per se for the NRC CPC. Jeff's address is 10359 Severance Drive, and that's S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. And he's in Parker, Colorado, 80134. I'll still be involved with making sure that the audio service members and the members of the NRC get notified of the tests, and I'll also be doing the coordination with the stations themselves. Due to Jeff's job, he's pilot with United Airlines. He spends 2 and 3 and 4 days at a time out of the area, and of course we found that sometimes you have to answer those letters immediately, because we have been getting occasionally a letter back where they say, yeah, we'll test on Monday the 23rd, and unfortunately we get the letter back on the 15th, so there's no time to notify anyone. We really appreciate the kind words that we have received for the work we've put out. We really don't mind the work. It's not all that difficult. It is done on a computer with a mail merge program. The hardest part is the targeting, and that's where I would really like to solicit the members of the DX Audio Service to let us know what you want to hear. What you've been hearing, for the most part, this past season is what Jeff and I targeted ourselves. And I know not everybody has enough time to do this, but if you do have the time, let us know the stations that you want to hear, and we'll try and get them on for you. And if you don't have the money, don't worry about it. There's a lot of people who have contributed stamps to the CPC effort who just don't have the time to do the targeting. So we take both, and we don't necessarily consider a target list without stamps to be something that we wouldn't use. So there you have it. Hopefully Jeff will be hearing from you shortly with your targets and with your donations. And we're looking forward to having a really good 1991-1992 CPC season. So for Jeff and myself, thanks again for your support, for your kind words, and we'll be hearing you on the tapes of the DX Audio Service, and we'll try and make sure that we get tests to you in a timely fashion. For those who may know somebody who is a subscriber to the print edition, you may want to make an arrangement to let them know to give you a call on a late-breaking test, just in case, since the DX News, of course, is weekly and the audio service is monthly. But we will do our best to get everything to Fred in a timely fashion. So there you have it. And please, once again, I'm recording this on Labor Day weekend, so I've got this Jerry Lewis telethon mentality. We need the donations and we need the target list. So send them off to Jeff. And hopefully we'll beat last season with maybe 35, maybe 40 tests this year. Okay, that's it. Till then, 73. And remember to support your local courtesy program committee.
And hello again, everyone. Ken Honestchuk here from suburban Chicago on the DX Audio Service with the National Football League radio coverage for this season of 1991. The AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, will be flagship by 930 WBEN and 24 affiliates, up 8 from last year, the second year of their 5-year deal. The Indianapolis Colts will be back on 1070 WIBC and 23 station network, down 3 from last year. The Miami Dolphins back on 610. The Wonderful Isle of Dreams, WIOD, and 28 station network. And this is the first year of a new contract. And the Spanish affiliate will be 1140 WQBA. The New York Jets are the only National Football League team without a network. You can hear them only one place, 880 WCBS, and this is the fourth year of their 5-year contract. And the New England Patriots will have much better coverage area this year. They just signed a new 3-year contract with the Big 1030 that everybody can hear just about everywhere in the country, WBZ 1030. And since they get out pretty well, they don't need as many affiliates, it appears. They have a 22-station network, down from 50 from last year when WHDH had them. In the AFC Central, the Cincinnati Bengals have just signed a new 3-year contract with 55 WKRC and a 41-station network, down 9 from last year. The Cleveland Browns have switched from WWWE to simulcast 1420 WHK and 100.7 WMMS and a 49 station network, up 6 from last year. Okay, the Houston Oilers back on 740 KTRH. No FM this year, though, just AM. And this is the second year of the deal. And they will have 45 station network, up 10 from last year. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be on both AM and FM locally, WTAE 1250 and WVTY 96.1, and a 36 station network, second year of a 3-year deal. In the AFC West, the Denver Broncos on 850 KOA and their 60 station network, up 5 from last year, third year of a 7-year deal. And the Kansas City Chiefs are back out in the suburbs again. 100.7 KCFX, licensed to Harrisonville, Missouri, is the flagship. In the first of a three-year contract, and there are 58 affiliates on the network, up five from last year. And next, the Los Angeles Raiders back on 640 KFI and a 37-station network, up four from last year, and this is the last of the four-year contract. The San Diego Chargers back in Mexico, they couldn't find a local station to cover the game, so it's 690-XETRA in Tijuana. Yep, and the four-station network, down one from last year, and this is the last year of the contract. The Seattle Seahawks are back on 710 Cairo, as I call it, and the same 55-station network, and this is the fourth year of the contract. National Football Conference East, the Dallas Cowboys have really been doing some changing around. It was after 19 years, it was KRLD, then they switched over to KVIL-FM, and then that even changed because it's on AM-KVIL, 1150 in Highland Park, Texas, and this is the first year of a five-year contract, and they will have 91 station network, up from 22 last year. The Spanish station network will be 10 stations, of which the flagship is unknown. This is down three from last year. Okay, next, the New York Giants will be back on 1130 WNEW and a 34-station network, up 12 from last year, and this is the third year of their deal. Philadelphia Eagles, 610 WIP and a 30-station network on the last year of their three-year contract. Phoenix Cardinals on 620 KTAR and a 21-station network, and this is the fourth year of their five-year deal. And back in their old home was St. Louis. They have football also. Chicago Bears on 550 KUSA and the Cardinals on 590 KEZK, licensed to Wood River. The Washington Redskins finish off the NFC East on 630 WMAL and a huge 94-station network. And this is the second year of their third-year deal there. Okay, NFC Central, Chicago Bears, 720 WGN and a 60-station network. And this is the last year of that contract, but that should be renewed with no problem. The Detroit Lions back on 950 WWJ and their 33-station network, and this is the last year of their contract. The Green Bay Packers back on 620 WTMJ and a 51-station network, down two from last year, and that's a long-term deal. The Minnesota Vikings this year made the switch from WCCO to All Sports Radio now. The old WDGY is now KFAN 1130 and FM KEEY 102.1 simulcast, and their 50-station network has been expanded to 90 stations in the upper Midwest. And this is the first year of quite a long deal. No, three-year contract, okay? And then Tampa Bay finish up there in the Central. It was WRBQ-FM last year, 104.7, but that was dropped. And this time, the only 50,000-watt AM station in the area, WQYK on 1010, licensed to Suburban Sefner, is going to be the flagship for the Buccaneers this year. And they have a 34-station network there also, up four from last year. And this is the first of a five-year deal there. In the NFC West, the Atlanta Falcons on 750 WSB and a 65-station network, same as last year, and this is the last year of the deal. So maybe we'll see, maybe if 640 WGST, which will be the home of the Braves next year, is interested in getting the Falcons from WSB. We'll have to see. The LA Rams will be on 710 KMPC, same as last year, with a 24-station network. And in Spanish, it's 1090 Express from Tijuana, first of a five-year deal. And down New Orleans, the last of a three-year deal for 870 WWL LA 40 Station Network. And to finish it off, San Francisco 49ers on 810 KGO. And this is the second of a third-year deal. And they have a 40 Station Network out there, too. Any corrections, please send them my way just to Ken O. It'll get to me, 13612 Wentworth Avenue, just as it sounds, WENTWRTH. In Riverdale, Illinois, just as it sounds, 60627. I appreciate that. Okay, next month we got hockey and we got NBA action coming up soon. So until then, hut one, hut two, hey, back the pass, throws one, touchdown! Okay, who's next, Fred?
Well, it's time now for our Musings from Members column. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the membership and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its editors, or publishers.
Hi, Fred, and hi, DX Audio Service. This is Marcy Scott calling from vibrant Vero Beach, Florida on August 23rd at about 7 o'clock. I just finished reading the August DX Audio Service, and it was a great one, as they all are. And I have one thing to report, which might have been reported before, and then one comment. You were mentioning silent stations, and 1300 WXXU, one of the two Radio Éxito stations. The other one is WXTO 1600 from Orlando. This is XXU in Cocoa Beach, Florida, has either gone silent or greatly reduced its power. So along with WAMT, Titusville, it is also gone away, and we no longer have a Spanish station in the Cocoa Beach area. And my comment was to perhaps to Dale Ham in particular, and to any other market scopers in general, or that possibly could they be a little bit more objective in their market scope selection of IDs. For example, he said, well, there's one religious station and I'm just going to pass it. Well, which kind of religious station is it? Pentecostal? Is it Fire and Brimstone Baptist? Is it Family Radio? You know, maybe one ID and one name of a program might have been an interesting thing for those of us who don't have many religious stations where we live and would like to hear that southern flavor that seems to have, he was seeming to take it away from Birmingham by putting so many FM, you know, Magic 96 and whatnot IDs on. By the way, I did like the AM selections from the July issue, and I liked the accents that I heard, and we missed those, I think, some of us on the radio. I also want to mention, I pulled in a few nights with my ICF 2010, a station right at 780 from Miami. I mean, it's not from Miami, but it's next to 790 MRZ, and it seemed to be Colombian, and once I heard it called Radio Cora or something like that. And if anybody else knows what that might be, mention it. So thanks for the DX Audio Service, and keep up the great work, and bye-bye.
This is Carl Davelstein calling from Crystal, Minnesota, with news about an additional development on the Twin Cities AM dial. Last month, I reported that the 1130 station here in Minneapolis became KFAN, leaving us to believe that the call letters WDGY would be heard no more. Well, that isn't true. Today, KDWB on 630, who has been broadcasting a Golden Oldies format, became WDGY with a Country Western format. That was a real surprise. In another development, I'm a member of a group of Nebraska alumni here in the Twin Cities area that this past week signed an agreement with WRPX on 740 just across the river in Hudson, Wisconsin, to be a member of the Nebraska Cornhusker Football Network this season. So you might want to listen for that. That's all for now. 73s and good DX.
Hello. This is Barbara Lombardi, and my call sign is K1EIR, as some of you on the DX Audio Service readership may know me by. And
I'm from Shelton, Connecticut. And I'd like to comment about the rules that the FCC is thinking of relaxing and allowing foreign ownership of stations and allowing owners to own many AM stations and the like. I think so much has changed in the broadcast media, and I think that there have been stations owned by companies that really don't know much about broadcasting these days, and that's too bad. And likewise, I also think that the programming has generally gone downhill, that there's not the creativity that there really used to be. And I guess that's really about it. By the way, I'm located near Bridgeport, Connecticut, so those of you going to Bridgeport, West Virginia, it sounds very familiar to me, and I won't be going this year, but who knows, maybe some other time. And I'm new to the DX audio service, really, the beginning of this year, and I cheat a little bit. I use my Kenwood 940 to do a little DXing, as it were. Everybody enjoy the rest of the summer. Happy Labor Day and happy convention. Bye for now.
Hello, Fred and other DXers. This is Victor Schmidt reporting on August the 29th. Last week, I was visiting my parents in Anchorage, Alaska. I managed to do a little DX on my mother's Walkman radio. Let me tell you, it is quite interesting. Please refer to your market scope for Anchorage, Alaska, and your logs. The stations that are in the market scope are accurate. The call sign that mentioned KSD is KKSD. I did hear an official ID on that. I could not get any stations outside Anchorage, none, with maybe one exception, and I got two stations, 620 and 920 in Kenai Homer, and a very faint station on 980, which calls themselves Rock 98X. I do not know where that station is. I did not hear an ID. After 1140 on the AM band, there is absolutely nothing. You go up to the top of the AM dial, flip over to FM, you have a country music station at the top of the dial, then 106.5 K-Whale, and down the FM band, when you get to 98.1, the classical music station, there is nothing until you get down to the bottom of the FM dial where you have the religious station and Alaska Public Radio for Anchorage. Flip back to the AM band, you're right at KENI 550. While I was up there, I did get another station testing KABN Long Island, Alaska. They were playing Hillbilly Records, big band, just doing testing. They asked people to call up and verify their signal. They should be on sometime next month. Also, which I found interesting, KENI broadcast messages out to the bush, such as, Jim, next time you come up, can you bring extra powdered milk? We need some. John, I left my 22 bullets on the dining room table. Can you please bring them up the next time you come up? Messages such as that. On TV, Channel 2 is NBC, Channel 4 is Fox, Channel 5 is independent, showing mostly movies, Channel 7 is public, Channel 11 is CBS, and Channel 13 is ABC. There are no signals coming in outside Anchorage. There are mountains ringing the city. Once outside the city limits, there's nothing but wilderness, except for a tiny opening I could only get some very, very, very faint stations from Kenai Homer. To answer your question, I would like to see stations come on the air above the standard AM band. There is a station at 1610. I believe it's in Central America. It's a religious station. And from time to time, I have heard a pirate station from New York State. I don't remember the call letters, but they've been on and off sporadically. They may be on one evening, and then they'll be off for about 6 or 7 months, and then come back on again. But I haven't heard them in the last 9 months or so. Also, I object to having foreign ownership of radio stations. They should be owned by Americans. I hope you found the Alaska DX report interesting.
Hello to Fred and everyone on the DX audio service. Dale Ham calling on August 29th. And this is about 9 o'clock p.m. To Rick Dow. Rick, there are four stations in Alabama on 1480. Abbeville, Alabama, Irondale, Bridgeport, and Mobile. WABB is more than likely the one you heard because it is the only station on that frequency in Alabama that is on 24 hours a day, and they are a news type programming station. And monitoring them when I was in that area back in the early spring, they were carrying some sporting events such as car racing and such as that. So more than likely that's what you did hear was WABB, because as far as I know, the Abbeville station in southeast Alabama and the Bridgeport station and the Irondale station, which I am very close by here, all go down in the evenings. I also like to mention Mark Marino. I enjoyed the market scope of Palm Springs there. That was very good. I enjoyed hearing those stations there. I never had heard them before.
And that's all the time we have on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll cover the rest of our musings calls on the next edition. Until next time, 73 and good DX.